I'm driving along Highway 7, which is one of two winding mountain roads being used to get into Estes Park right now. The two main highways into town were taken out by floodwaters last week. It's a pretty harrowing drive to begin with, let alone the rock slides that have come onto the highway. So I'm going to turn the recorder off and focus on the road.
Welcome, everybody. I want to thank you for driving up. I know it was not an easy trip for you to get here, but...
Town of Estes Park spokeswoman Kate Rush addresses a bus full of reporters. It's the media's first real opportunity to view some of the damage to the town's infrastructure and areas where the Big Thompson River altered course into condominiums and hotels.
So what we're looking at here, as you can see, where it took out the patios on these houses... They're kind of hanging on the edge of these condos. And you can see all the sewer pipes just hanging off, not connected to anything, where the infrastructure has been totally destroyed.
Town Administrator Frank Lancaster stands on the eroded banks of the Big Thompson River. Floodwaters entered nearly every home or business along a stream in Estes. There were so many roads and bridges closed, the town actually ran out of barricades and had to put up cones and caution tape. Even with all the destruction, Lancaster is hopeful.
For a lot of people, it's not going to be life as normal for quite a while. But the town will be back on its feet very quickly.
I'm walking through downtown Estes. There's a few open signs, not too many. Most people sweeping and getting rid of some dirt. Let's pop in here.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Miller's Indian Village.
Tony Miller runs a small store that sells Native American crafts. The floodwaters barely touched the inside of her store. In a few weeks, she'll leave Estes Park for the winter. The fate of the store, like many other businesses, is uncertain.
Whatever we have to do to keep it going is what we're going to do. I don't know what that is. It's very frightening to not know.
It's not the flood damage in Estes Park that's causing Miller to worry. It's the leveled highways that feed tourists into town. The community has built itself on visitors to Rocky Mountain National Park. Without an easy way for them to access the shops, restaurants, and hotels, the whole town could suffer. Estes Park elementary teacher Edie Keller has already seen the flood's effects in her classroom.
We had a child picked up by his parents, and both parents were laid off from their jobs today. And these parents work 2 and 3 jobs at restaurants and housekeeping, and if visitors aren't coming, their employers aren't going to need them.
Parents who've been evacuated are already enrolling their kids in Front Range schools without knowing when they'll be able to return to Estes Park. Still, the rebuilding will begin soon. Floodwaters are receding. And when they do, Fish Creek homeowner Joseph Curtin will begin drying out his log cabin-style house, which used to be on the banks of the creek and is now right in the middle.
I mean, this looked like the Mississippi River here. It was really raging.
Curtin says he'll be waiting for reinforcements to arrive to really start the reconstruction in his neighborhood.
There's a lot of work needs to be done, but hopefully, you know, we'll get some resources in here and make some emergency repairs or something so the folks can at least get back in, you know.
At this point, roads take priority. The best access point into Estes Park is the rock slide riddled Highway 7. Town officials say once it's secure, maybe in a couple weeks, those reinforcements and maybe even a few tourists can pull into town. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon in Estes Park.